This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. West Virginia voters are having their say today. The polls are open, and NPR's Mara Liasson has a look at the next round of the Democratic presidential primary.
Obama has what most Democrats consider to be a prohibitive lead in pledged delegates, and he now has, for the first time, a lead in superdelegate endorsements as well. But Senator Clinton has been campaigning vigorously in West Virginia, saying that she's going to stay in the race until there's a nominee. But she's refraining from harsh attacks against Obama, a possible sign that she's contemplating an exit strategy that will ensure that her future in the party is unblemished and that the party itself can be on the best footing to unify for the November elections. The Clinton campaign has acknowledged it now has a $20 million debt, and Obama has said he's open to discussing how he could help her retire that debt. Obama himself is barely campaigning in West Virginia. The state is full of older, less educated, less affluent white voters, the kind that Clinton has come to view as her base.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. There's also a runoff election worth watching in Mississippi today. It's a tight race in the state's first congressional district. A Republican has held the seat since 1994, but in the first round of votes, a Democrat got 49% of the vote. Political observers are following the race closely. If the Democrat pulls it out, it could be a sign of Republican weakness in November. Florida is in a state of emergency as wildfires are torching homes in the state's central Atlantic coast. Dozens of homes burned and schools closed while locals ran for their lives. The largest blaze has scorched about 5.5 miles. Firefighters there expect more trouble.
All the areas of Florida are really of concern right now. As things continue to dry out, fires can start at any time. With the low humidity, the high winds that we have, these fires can become very intense very, very quickly.
That's Gary LaCavera of the Florida Forestry Division. Word of a ceasefire between Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr and the Iraqi government, though fighting continues between Sadr's militia and U.S. and Iraqi forces. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Baghdad.
Aides to Muqtada Sadr released a handwritten letter that they say was written by the Shiite cleric, authorizing them to negotiate an end to the conflict with the Iraqi government. But clashes continued to erupt overnight throughout the embattled Baghdad slum of Sadr City, where fighters professing to be loyal to Sadr have held out against U.S. and Iraqi government forces for more than a month. One militia commander today announced he was trying to get his gunmen to adhere to the truce. It calls for the militia to remove roadside bombs from the streets and stop firing rockets at the Green Zone, and to allow Iraqi government forces to take up positions throughout Sadr City.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. On to sports now and hockey's Western Conference Finals. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Stars 5-2 in Dallas. Detroit's got a 3-0 lead in the series. Tonight, Pittsburgh takes on Philly in the Eastern Conference Finals. Pittsburgh leads that series 2-0. That's your news and that's your sports. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.